Yes. And that's a scary thing. It's been a while since I've filled this position. Sometimes it's, well, not sometimes. It's a scary thing to do, to bring the message that God has for us this morning. And when Pastor asked me to speak, and I was, it's been, what, 2-3 months ago we talked about it, wasn't it? And Jim has spoken since then. And because he was first up. I remember I said, Lord, help, show me what you have to say for this Sunday morning, August 3. And it was a while before all of a sudden one morning, I didn't know it was going to be for this, but I was in a position, I'd made some decisions, some choices that, Lord, how in the world did I get here? Because this was a good choice. And it was like, Cecil, you've been making choices, getting ready for this choice for a long time. And that was the seed or the foundation. Well, man, our choices are important. Every little choice we make is a foundation for a choice a little higher. The big choices we make aren't that big of a deal, because the foundation for that big choice is on the smaller choices that we've made. And so the title this morning is Choices. We get to choose. Now I was looking, okay, I need to put this into something that we can digest, we can take home. And thinking about various individuals who made choices in Scripture that were based on choices that they had made before. Some good, some got bad. And then all of a sudden I thought, well, there was one big choice, probably the most important choice for you and I that was ever made. That's in Genesis 1:26, when God says, hey, I think we need to make man. God chose to make us. And I was contemplating that then last night and this morning. God chose us. God chose to make us. And not only did he choose to make us, but he chose to make us in his image. So we look like God. That's what Scripture says. And it's kind of, well, not kind of, it's kind of, it's blown me away. Just think about that God had that much foresight and that he chose to make mankind. And then probably the second most impactful choice that was made in Genesis 3:6. Where Adam and Eve were made, given the choice to partake of the fruit that God said no. And they said, well, we want to try it. And so here we are today, in need of a Savior all the time because of what Adam and Eve did. And I'm sure at the front side, they didn't realize the ramifications of their choice. But it didn't take very long before they knew the ramifications and felt the shame and the outcast, the out of the presence of God because of their choice. And I remember somebody was saying, well, it must have had looked pretty inviting or something to make that choice. But in Scripture, a number of years ago, I went looking for that. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil looked just like any of the other fruit trees. It was beautiful. It looked delicious. It made your mouth water to look at it. But it says that of all the other trees, of all the other fruit that was in the garden. It was just that one's not supposed to be eating. So they made their choices. It wasn't good. And I missed one of my references in, I believe, 1 Kings. Solomon, 1 Kings. Solomon made a choice. Could be in chapter 26. When he became king. And he wanted to honor God, and he was honoring God. And God says, Solomon, this is amazing, all the sacrifices you've made for me. What would you like? What's the desire of your heart? Solomon thought about it for a lot of time. And then it says, Lord, that I would rule with wisdom and understanding of your people. Well, that was a good choice. God liked that. And so he rewarded Solomon with the wisdom, one of the wisest men that ever lived. And he also ended up being the richest man that ever lived. Of course, he didn't use it very wisely. He kind of lost that part of the wisdom of it, being human in his lost state. But God honored his heart after him. His choice to choose God. And then I was thinking choices of Jesus to come, for one, but then the disciples. We wouldn't have what we have today if the men that Jesus called had not chose to answer that call and to be the men that God wanted them to be. And then the women that followed them to be disciples of Jesus. They chose to follow him. Peter, Andrew, James, John. Jesus invited them. He called them. But they chose to follow him. So then Jesus challenges us then in Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34. Leading up to it in 32, he talks about all the things that we need. And a lot of times worry us, especially when it comes down to the end of the month or the beginning of the month, whichever, when the bills are due, and we look at it, and we may, well, the week or so before that, there may not be enough to pay all of them. And then it's time to say, Lord, help. And it's amazing how God takes care of us. Whether it's the clothes on our back, the shoes we wear, or place to live, or whatever. But he says, if you chase after me, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we learn his righteousness is living or doing what, doing life the way God sees it. Pastors talked a lot about that. Seeing righteousness is seeing life, seeing things the way God sees it. So we are invited then to choose him and to chase after him first, and the rest of the stuff falls in place. My dad was a logger, and he had a joke that he always told. He never told dirty jokes. And some of you that have a logging background or construction, whatever. Jokes are many, but not very clean. Well, my dad would say, I'd say, well, Charlie, you got a joke? Oh, yeah. He says, there's this guy going down the street pulling this log chain. Somebody says, what in the world are you doing pulling that log chain? He says, you ever tried pushing one of these things? And I heard that growing up as a kid, I don't know how many times, and I always got a chuckle hearing that because it's so much like life. When we put God first and we chase after him and allow him to lead us, like pulling that chain, all the links fall into place and they follow right behind. So many times we try to push the chain. Anybody that's ever messed with chains, they can be a challenge. You never want to push one. So as I was thinking over where I was at that time, and God challenged me to think about how I got there and my choices, I chose to pray even when I don't feel like it, because prayer puts me in an attitude towards God, acknowledging God, I need him, I am in need of him. And sometimes life has been really a challenge, especially the last couple of years since my wife passed. And I realized that we learned together as a couple to pray daily. Well, that stood me in good stead when she was not there, because I still had the habit of prayer. And I would wake myself up sometimes just, oh, God, help. Oh, God, help. God, I need you. So that put me in position then to, when stuff happens, like Friday, a friend of mine Thursday said, hey, Cecil, I think you need to check your water heater at the cabin. So I think there may be a leak there. Friday morning I checked it, and yep, sure enough. Thursday morning. And there was a leak there. It had been leaking for a while, and it was a mess. So I drained it, and I pulled that out. I get home Thursday evening. There's water seeping out from around my toilet. What? Oh, Lord, help. So, okay, I'll get a wax ring, and I pulled the toilet, and everything was fine, and the wax ring was sealed. But it was broken up inside. It had been patched when they did the firing of it, and I've seen that happen before, and that crack, or where they had patched it in the firing, and the ceramic part had come loose, and now it had started leaking a little bit. And of course, those things, you know, leaks never fix themselves. They all get worse. And so then here it is coming out on the floor. So I had to get a new toilet. So that all happened on Friday. You know, when we say, Lord help, sometimes that water heater lasted me for 20 some years. It was used. And again, my prayer was, oh, Lord help. And a friend called, hey, Cecil, I see there's a hot water heater, a friend that had told me about the leak on Facebook. Shall I tell him you're interested? Yeah. So I got it's a 2023 water heater. It'd been used for a while for $50. Now I got to clean it up. I got to work on it a little bit. But that beats 500 plus. And so I thank God. If we pay attention and we just, Lord, it's going to be okay. I don't know how, but it's going to be okay. And so of late, I've talked with Jim some about this. There's sometimes when I'm feeling the emptiness and the loss of my mate. For the last week especially, it's happened before, but the last week, I've woken up with, all of a sudden, when I'm awake, there's a worship song going through my head. And as I was contemplating this a couple weeks ago about that, when it happened before, and it's a decision that I made. It was a choice I made. Little choices to praise God, to put myself in places to praise God. I come on Sunday morning to praise God. I go to a worship group on Friday nights to praise God. I choose to go there for that reason. And so when I need it, it's there. God puts it in my head. I say, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Because sometimes I don't even have it in me to worship or to pray. But because of the choices I've made back, they've added up, and God makes up the difference. He gives a song in my heart when I don't have one. And so it's a huge blessing to me. Wow. And yesterday I went to a memorial service of a friend. Wife passed away a few weeks ago. And met him at camp. He was one of the youth pastors and that. And I went and just to be with Brad. And just, hey, bro, I'm walking it with you. And so we embraced, and yeah, and there was another guy there that has gone through that also. And there's a camaraderie there because I know that loss. And there's no way of describing, there's no words unless you're passing through it. And so I come down to this, the conclusion then, the most important choice that I ever made in my life was to follow Jesus. Somewhere around 8 years old, I made that decision to follow Christ. And when you make decisions like that, you don't know the ramifications. You don't know what's going on down the road. You don't even know, I didn't even understand the importance of it, except I knew I needed a Savior. I knew I needed Jesus. But when I got into the service and I had that habit of praying, and I remember it just, there was times when I was, all I could say was, oh God, help, because there was stuff in the military that I ran into that I really didn't appreciate. Things that happened besides relationships and people that were difficult. But every time God was faithful to help me, to see me through it. And the fun thing about it was I met guys there in the church where I was, in stationed in Great Falls, Montana. And I met guys there that are still my friends. We're still in communication. They're brothers. Not only in the service there, but they're also brothers in Christ in their relationship with Jesus. And so today, if you have not made a choice to follow Jesus, I invite you to do that. That's your choice. And I realize, too, that there's times that I have to keep adjusting. There's choices I have to make from day to day. I have to choose to get up early enough to be to Sunday school. Jim gives me a hard time about that sometimes. Because I don't have my wife to, come on, time, get up. Are you ready yet? But those choices that we make from day to day, no matter how small they seem, they are still important. It's like, what did I choose to do when I saw water coming out from under my toilet? Lord, I need you. Because I also had my brother-in-law who's been here. He's here for his class reunion, Lodine's youngest brother. And so that was important to have that toilet working. Because it wasn't just me. There was other people depending on that toilet also. So this morning, if there's choices you need to be making, maybe as a Christian, you just need to make better choices in some areas of your life. I have to keep revisiting that in my life. Lord, help me to make good choices when it comes up to what I'm going to, decisions to do, people I maybe need to see or to talk to. I want to make a good choice, a godly choice. So let's stand together and close in prayer. And if you need to make a physical a decision about a choice, the altars are open for prayer. Father, thank you for Holy Spirit to help us and guide us and to inspect our lives, to check our choices, to sometimes put your finger on some of the choices that aren't so good. Maybe they're pretty incidental right now, but could be the precedent for a habit that's not so good, maybe really not good later on down the road. So guide us, Lord. Lord, touch hearts this morning. Lord, may we each realize the importance of the choices, even as you showed me that some of the things that was happening to me were the result of good choices that I'd made before. Help us to understand that, Lord. Show us the importance of choosing you. Lord, thank you for each one here. Thank you for all the visitors. Keep them safe as they travel. Guide us the rest of this week, Lord, as we move into a new week. We make good choices towards you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise because you deserve it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah.